name of Jesus, amen. The best day of your life, do you remember it? How about the best year of your life? Can you think of that year? When I was growing up, someone that I remember, respected, said to me, "Enjoy your high school years, because they are the best years of your life." Those words often stayed with me. And at the time, I appreciated them. But I asked the question, why would he say that to me? Why were those years so special to him and not other years? What made him tell me that then? Did he think that the later years were not so great? That he would tell me that my high school years were my best years? Whatever happened to that guy? I guess he just wanted me to enjoy that stage in my life. I don't know. But we'll come back to this later. Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and the words, "You are my Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the first real thing that happens in Mark's gospel. He doesn't have any of the other stuff, the Christmas stuff, the virgin birth, the shepherds, angels singing. He doesn't have the wise men, the magi that Matthew makes significant. The opening credits of Mark run, and then boom, John is in the Jordan, baptizing sinners. And Jesus himself stepping right in there, saying, "These are my people. These are my kind of people." Shoulder to shoulder with sinners, being baptized himself. Heaven ripped asunder. And the powerful voice from heaven, "This one, this is the one. Jesus is the one. You are my beloved Son." And these are the ones I sent for. I sent you for sinners like these. There, shoulder to shoulder, associating himself with sinful human beings. Just a couple of verses in Mark. He doesn't have the Christmas things, but he has a lot of the other things, Mark does. A lot of cool stuff like casting out demons and healing and teaching and welcoming the outcast. Why don't we just skip over this baptism part and get to the good stuff? Mark. But that would be a mistake. This baptism is just about the most important thing. "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Temptations occur right after this. Jesus will be assaulted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus will be told by his own mother and his brothers and sisters that he is out of his mind. When he's alone with his Father, praying, being reminded again and again, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." Jesus being baptized is so significant because it's the same with us. God says to you, "You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased." I don't know how often you think of your baptism. I don't think of mine enough. I know I'm supposed to be reminded of it every day. Water comes over me, splash it on my face every morning. When I take a shower, when the water comes upon you, I'm supposed to think about my baptism. But I don't. I should. You should. We should. The exact same thing happens to us. It happened at Jesus' baptism. It sets the tone. It sets the agenda for everything that happens from that day forward. Just like the Father told Jesus, there the Father tells us who you are, a beloved child of God. And the Lord knows that there's plenty of competition out there in the who you are business. There are a lot of folks out there who will tell you just who you are. And who are you? Who am I? I'm told that I'm a spender of money. I'm a consumer. I am a coveter. I'm not satisfied with what I have. That's who you are. That's who I am. And I should be on board with what is pushed in front of me and what is put out there. Who the advertisers and the marketers say who I am and who you are. They say that you are in a popularity contest. They say you are as good as you are pretty. And it's something that has bombarded us, and we lap it up. How dearly we hold these voices who tell us who we are, and we will do anything for their approval. But God has a better answer. God has a better answer for who you are. And it's the same answer that he gave to Jesus. You are not yourself. You are not your body. You are not your image. You are a beloved child of God, and God is pleased with you. The voice that speaks from heaven is a kindly voice. If it were not for Christ, we couldn't expect such a thing. Either we would hear the voice of God's wrath, the voice of a God who is angry with our sin, the voice of judgment, the voice of punishment, or we would hear silence from a God who wants nothing to do with sin. God would forsake us, exile us from his presence, the just deserts for our wickedness. But the Father's voice does speak. In Christ, we can hear it. And it is a voice of love. Remember, Christ stands as our representative. And what he receives, he passes on to us. So that in our baptism, the voice from heaven says to us, "You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. With you, I am well pleased." Not because of us, but because of Christ. And then heaven is opened, torn apart, Mark says. Dramatically opened, like the temple curtain that was shredded on Good Friday. Christ tears open the barrier between heaven and earth, between God and man. He does demolition on the devil's dreaded kingdom. And in his tomb that is burst open at the resurrection, he even rips apart death itself. He restores and he forgives. He recreates and cleanses. He makes us God's beloved children. As this season begins today, Epiphany season, think again what all of this means, that God became a man, that he was born, that Jesus Christ appeared to us, and as one of us, sinless, yet taking on our sin, and unpacking the meaning of it all. We see more and more the great love of God for us sinners. That in Christ, heaven is opened. Our sins are washed away. And the voice, the kindly voice from heaven, the voice of God speaks loving words to us. Back to that opening statement about high school being the best years, the best days of your life. Are they really the best years of your life? I would respond to that guy who gave me that advice long ago. You know how you told me long ago how high school, those years were the best years of my life? You know, I really appreciate your encouragement, but they were wrong. Those were not the best years of my life. Those were not the best days of my life. They weren't the best days of your life either. You know, the best day of your life, you may not even remember. You may not even think of it as important. The best day of your life, though your Heavenly Father remembers, it was important to Him. It was the day that you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you were told who you are. You are His beloved child. And He is well pleased with you. I hope that I am so blessed, and I hope that you are as well, that when your last day comes and your last day draws near, that God sends someone to you to remind you of the best day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.